So I'm just happy to be in a place where we have and have taken the time to partner with others that have the Word of God. And when I asked him to share and told him it was going to be, he's going to share it on faith, man, he's a faith preacher. So will you put your hands together for my friend and brother, been a part of this church for a long time. This is Elder Mitchell Tyus. Put your hands together real, real big for him.
God bless you. Praise God. Let us say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you this morning. We just thank you and we just praise you. We honor you today. We give you the glory and all the honor because you are the source of all of our needs, Lord God. You are our life, oh Lord God. And without you, Lord God, we are nothing. So, Lord God, even as we go forth in this service this morning, Lord God, I ask that you bless the hearts and the minds of your people today. Lord God, think through my mind, Lord God. Speak through my mouth, Lord God. Let your word go forth unhindered in Jesus' name. Let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, I'm glad. I thank God for this opportunity. I praise God for just to be able to stand before you today. Truly, it is a blessing to be and to share with the people of God. I thank God for my family. Praise God. This is my family. Praise God. And I always just say, you know, and we just restarted our prison ministry here. And I said, family, brothers, I miss you and everything. And many of us are coming out from being locked in and everything else. Praise God, what a blessing it is to assemble together. You know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling yourselves in the house of the Lord. Praise God, because you know what? There's power. There's power in unity. And I really realized that here when I joined Abundant Faith, the power that when we all come together, there's a special corporate anointing that starts to flow into our lives and everything else. And you know, God has placed many gifts in every person, really in every person that has been born, but particularly when you become a child of God and you become a Christian, there's gifts and everything else. And as you walk with him and develop that relationship with him, you'll find those gifts. He starts to manifest those gifts to you. And many times, you know, as we start to seek, the Bible says, seek and you shall find. You know, when you start to seek after where God has called you to be and what he's called you to do, then you'll discover those gifts and you'll discover those talents. And like I said, when I joined here at Abundant Faith there, I mean, I knew I was gifted. I knew that the Lord had called me to speak and to preach. And but when I start to hook into the anointing, even like the pastor say, you know, it's not just spiritual, but it's spiritual, socially, and naturally. Even like he was saying, you know, believe with me. I'm debt free. You can become debt free. You know, all of that works together there. It's just, you know, the Lord just don't care about your spirit. He cares about your soul, your mind, and your physical body. He's concerned about the whole total man. And so when I hooked into there, there was an anointing, and gifts started to come out of me that I didn't even realize I had because I was hooked into that corporate anointing. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to seek for that place, you know. Don't just be content to come to church and to hold your hands, come every Sunday, and then just go back and just walk as you are. But connect. Get connected into these groups. Get connected into these different ministries because you will, there's a power, there's an anointing, and there's a joy. And there's a fulfillment that you will never be able to reach trying to do this thing on your own. So I would just thank and praise God. I want to just minister to you today on the reality of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The reality of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we think sometimes he doesn't get the attention that he deserves. We accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. You know, we know about God Almighty, the Creator, and everything else. And, you know, but a lot of times we kind of leave the Holy Spirit off to the side. But he's a part of the Trinity too. He's just an important part of the ministry as the Father and the Son. They all are connected together. Amen? You know, we talk about Jesus, and we ought to magnify Jesus. In fact, the Holy Spirit always points you to Jesus. Amen? And we always know about the Father. Praise God. You can't. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. But I want us to get, and you know, God has given us everything that we need in this life, but if we don't utilize all the tools that he has placed in our arsenal, all the weapons and everything else, we're going to always come up short in what he desires for us to be and to reach our destination. Amen? So, you know, he's given us the name of Jesus. He's given us the word, the Bible. He's given us, you know, angels. He's given us, you know, everything that we need. And like I said, I want to put the emphasis this day on the Holy Spirit. And so the question is, why is the Holy Spirit here? Because I tell you what, there's some denominations that disregard him altogether and disregard his working and his power altogether. And guess what? They're powerless. Their ministries are powerless. So it is important to recognize the Holy Spirit and his place and to be able to, praise God, cooperate with him. You know, he's our number one, he's our helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our teacher. He reveals things to us. And then he also empowers us to do the work of the Lord. So why the Holy Spirit? Because we need all those things. The Holy Spirit, what is his part? Well, he's part of, even when we become born again, even when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we receive the Son, we receive Jesus, we receive the Father, and we also receive the Holy Spirit. And there was, I know the church that I came up in, the denomination that I came up in, they didn't really think that you were born, that you were truly saved, unless you were filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. They didn't say you were a sinner, but they just felt like you were just so incomplete without the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I found that to be erroneous. And I even hate to a little bit embarrass that. I went for years even kind of with that in my mind too, until, you know, the Lord showed the shine of light. But you are just as saved when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You are just as saved. You are just as righteous. You are just as justified before God as a saint that has been saved for 60 years and been walking with the Lord and speaking in tongues and carrying the Bible. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So is it the Holy Spirit, praise God, the indwelling, he comes at the very point that you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior into your life. What is he for? He's for our personal edification. Praise God. Jesus ministered to the woman at the well there in John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him, it shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So we have that personal well. Glory to God. That Spirit of God living in us. That was that great mystery. What is it? God. What is the mystery? Hallelujah. That God dwelling within us. Praise God. Whoever would have seen it. If the enemy had known that, the Bible said he would have never had crucified the Lord of glory. Praise God. So we have God living on the inside of us. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. You got God living on the inside of you? Praise God. We have God living on the, born again Christian, we have God living on the inside of us. Praise God. It's that well of water. It is for us. Praise God. Okay. So now we're going to go a little bit farther here. And I want to talk to you about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the river of living water. Praise God. It's the primary purpose for the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to serve others. Okay, so we talked about the well of water. We talked about it's in you, and it's there for your own personal edification. Just like the woman said, you know, give me this to drink or give you this. And, you know, and Jesus said, after a while, you're going to get thirsty again. But what will I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. Talking about the Spirit of God, he said, what? He will abide with you for what? Forever. The Spirit of God will abide with you forever. So once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and you continue to walk in the will of God, that Spirit of God will abide with you forever. But then here he says that it's a river of living water. It says, so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a river of living water, and its primary purpose, its primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is to serve others. Praise God. You know, I was thinking about this, and I think about, we look down here at South Fair, we look at Lake Springfield. Lake Springfield only really serves, you know, the residents of those people that are live in proximity of it, you know, the residents and everybody of Sangamon County. That's about as far as it stretches. Then I compare that to the Mississippi River and to see the difference here. The Mississippi River, it starts up in, I believe, Minnesota, and of course it empties out in Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. It serves 10 states. So you see, it's far more outreaching than just Lake Springfield. It touches more lives. In fact, it's such a powerful influence that it even influences the world because of the transportation and all the commerce and everything else that it has to deal with. So that's what we're comparing. We're comparing, hallelujah, the well of living water, the Holy Spirit within you, as compared to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the total being totally immersed in the Holy Spirit. And it says what? He comes upon you. In other words, it's just not an inward experience. It's also an outward show. He said that here in Acts, it says, but you shall, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth, which can be the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, it's a worldwide outreach. His ministry, the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is for you to go out and to reach others. It's for you to go out and to minister others. Praise God. So that's why it's so important, you know, that we walk, hallelujah, in the Spirit, not just live in the Spirit, but to walk in the Spirit. In other words, having the manifested power of the Spirit of God in us. Let's look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit here. We'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 there. And I'll read that. It says, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit what held. For to one is given the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge, and by the same Spirit, and to another, faith, and to the same Spirit, another, the gifts of healing, and the same Spirit, and to another, working of miracles, and another one, prophecies, and discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another, interpretations of tongues. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here is, this is why we should be equipped with the Spirit of God. Because each and every one of us has gifts. We have talents. We have spiritual gifts that are here to, you know, not only to edify the body of Christ, but also to reach the lost. You know, Jesus said, these signs shall what? Follow you, the believer. You know, you shall cast out devils, you shall heal the sick, you shall raise the dead. You know, all these signs are supposed to follow us. You got too many Christians in the church following signs, trying to get a healing, trying to follow this preacher, trying to follow that preacher, trying to follow this evangelist, trying to follow this prophet and everything else. But you ought to be walking in it. Praise God, you ought to be walking in it. You ought to be anointed to do, hallelujah, to walk in the gift that God has given you to walk in. I know I was at Elder James Cockrell and his wife Lisa. I know they taught on these gifts here not too long ago and everything else. But we really need to know, you know, where our place is so that we can fulfill the work and the plan of God. So, and then it also talks about here in Isaiah 11:1-5, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is talking about Jesus. the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of a what? Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but righteousness shall he judge the poor, reproof, inequity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, and righteousness shall be girdled of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. So this is Jesus. And of course, when Jesus came to the earth and everything, he had all nine of the gifts in operation. The Bible said he had the Spirit of God without measure. Praise God. But we are his body. Praise God. And he said, these works that I do, greater works shall what? You do. Praise God. So we have a part to play. It's good to read about the miracles, you know, that Paul and the apostles wrought and everything else. But this is the last time. This is the last day, praise God. And this is supposed to not only be the former rain, this is supposed to be the latter rain. And of course, that rain is talking about the Spirit of God, the power of God, the anointing of God. Praise God. So God is calling us to walk in even a greater anointing than what we were reading about in Acts. Praise God. You know, the book of Acts is not finished being written. Praise God. It's still being written. Praise God. And we got a lot of work to do. Amen. It's not time to sit down and to hold our hands and everything else, because we're living in the last day. Amen. How many of you know this is the last day, the last time? Praise God. So the Lord is prompting his people, get busy. Get busy. Turn up the prayer life. Hallelujah. Turn up spend more time in the Word. You know, spend more time ministering. I tell you what, I grew up in a home my father was a preacher and my mother was a missionary. And I tell you the truth, boy, I used to kind of hate taking my mother somewhere or having to go somewhere where she'd be. Before you know it, can't get out the store without witnessing to somebody. Can't get out the parking lot without praying for somebody. Always reaching out and grabbing somebody. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And just, you know, I said, well, here we go again. Praise God. But you know what? We need to go back to that. We should not be ashamed to stop and say, pray for me. Hey, let's pray right now. I may forget. Let's pray right now. It's time for us to pray right now. Let's witness right now. Amen. Glory to God. We can't sit around here and wait. It's time for us to get busy right now. You know, there'd be times where they even be sick in their own body and laying hands on people and they getting healed. There's times that my dad was in the hospital and having to deal with certain issues and everything else. And some of the people came from the churches and said, you know, Elder Tyus, we want to come and just wanted to pray with you. He said, before we know it, he didn't pray for us and we ain't got healed and we ain't walked on out of the hospital healed ourselves. Praise God. So it's time. It's time. You know that power, that Holy Ghost, glory to God, it moved on the people in the Old Testament there. It moved on David. David killed Goliath. You know, that same spirit would come upon Samson. And Samson would shake himself and he would just massacre the Philistines. And you see with Moses, that power, praise God. Now, they couldn't have the one on the inside because their spirits was dead. And they weren't born again, but they were believers. And then since they believed and they walked in the power of God, that power would come upon Elijah. That power would come upon Elijah. And they would work wonderful miracles. Now, we got greater. We got greater than Moses. We got greater than David. We got greater than Samson. Praise God. All we need to do is to tap into it. Amen. We have to tap into it. Tap into that power. Tap into that anointing. Tap into that spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we need to, hallelujah, take our place. Hallelujah. With God, take our place. Glory to God. Amen. So we are called to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not just live in the Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, with the born again experience, we living in the Spirit. But now God is calling us to what? Walk in the Spirit. In other words, be active. Praise God. Don't be stationary. Start to walk and start to grow in the things of God. Praise God. It says, John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what? Guide you into all truth. For he shall not what? Speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will what? Show you the things to come. God will show you the things to come. Worshiping and praying in the Holy Spirit strengthens our spirit and gives us dominion over our flesh. Praise God. Jude 20 says, but ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Some time ago, this is years ago, a brother came up to me. He said, man, I got a problem with pornography. I just can't seem to help it. I can't seem to kick the habit. I said, oh, okay. I said, you saved, right? Yep, I'm saved. Say, have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah, I received the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, man. I said, well, here, look, let me say this then. I guarantee you this will work. Now, if you do it, it'll work. I said, you spend 1 hour a day praying in the Spirit. Spend 1 hour a day praying in the Holy Spirit. I said, before you know it, you'll be free before you know it. And everything else. Jesus said to his disciples, couldn't you wait just 1 hour? You know, here they are. Here they are, can't even stand 1 hour. I guarantee you, whatever you're dealing with, whatever issues that you're dealing with, if you just, what, 1 hour. Give the Lord 1 hour out of a day. That's not even 10%. Give him at least 1 hour of the day and just pray and stay in his presence, amen? The Bible says what? If you walk in the Spirit, you will not, what, fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the reason why you walk in so much lust is because you're not being filled with the Spirit. Amen? Got so many habits, got so many chains and everything else binding you and holding you down because you refuse to take the time out and to seek God and allow him to do that work in your heart and in your life. Amen? It's a spiritual thing, amen? It's a spiritual chain that needs to be broken. Hallelujah. We try to solve the problem on the outside. We try to look at what we can do on the outside. That's just like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer. Praise God, but you have to come and destroy the stuff on the inside. Amen. So the word says what? Walk in the Spirit and you shall what? Not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Holy Spirit also helps us to do what? Renew our minds. So we renew our minds by praying in the Holy Spirit. Here in Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Refreshing, refreshing. A lot of times, you know, sometimes we just think that we're just tired in our bodies, but a lot of times it goes beyond just our physical tiredness. We're tired spiritually. A lot of times you can just be so weighted down with the cares of life and everything else that you just kind of like running on empty, amen? Praise God, and that's the time we just need to stop, you know, shut off the cell phone, shut off the TV, shut off the noise, get off of social media. And just get before the Lord. I heard that guy say, you know, get out of Facebook and get in this book, get into the word book, amen? Praise God, amen. So we need to renew our mind. We renew it by praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says what the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man, what, availeth much. So when we get into the presence of God and we really get down to business, praise God, God will meet us. He will meet us in our very need. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is what? A comforter. He's a comforter. It said a comforter will come. Well, the comforter is here. Praise God. The comforter is here. He comes to bring us comfort. Praise God, we do a lot of works, and we do a lot of work, and it's good to work. Don't get me wrong. It's better to work than to sit around and don't do nothing. Praise God, but it's good to work smart. And it's good to be working, praise God, with an anointing on you. Praise God, when you work smart and you work with an anointing on you, it just works out so easy. Things just start to work out so easy. Yeah, you're working. Well, Paul said, hey, I did more than all of them. Paul said, I did more than all of them. Praise God. You know, they were trying to compare different apostles and different preachers and everything else. But he said, not me, but the grace of God within me. He helped me. He helped me do the work. Praise God. We want to get to the point where we're working. Praise God, but we are connected. We're connected in being led and directed by his spirit, amen? Praise God, so that we can work smart, so that we can be productive, that we can bear fruit, amen? Praise God. You know, the Holy Spirit and being in the presence of God helps us to build character. Praise God. There's a lot of gifted people out there in the body of Christ, and their gifts are mighty and they're powerful. You see them in the song ministry. You see them in the miracles and healings and things like that. And but what God also wants to establish, he wants to establish our character. Praise God, because so many of them, and that's one of the first, when I came, that's one of the first things Pastor Dawson did. He let me use his book of God's Generals. And these mighty men and mighty women of God and everything else were doing great and wonderful exploits, but some of them made a shipwreck because they failed to really get their relationship, get their relationship to the point where God could work on them on the inside and that he could build their character and to build their personal foundation. So when the bright lights did come on, praise God, they didn't get too excited. Amen. They didn't get greedy. Praise God. They didn't get selfish. They didn't fall into lust because they were grounded. They were grounded upon the rock. Amen. So we need to be, we need to stay before God and allow him to ground us and to build us up and to make us strong. Praise God. So when the lights do come on, praise God, we can stand here and say, thus says the Lord, and not what Mitchell says and not what so-and-so said. It's what thus says the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, I only say what the Father say, and I only do what my Father tells me to do. Satan trying to get him to show out. Hey, if you the Son of God, turn these rocks into turn these stones into bread. Hey, if you the Son of God, you can jump off this thing. His angels give you charge. And that's the way the enemy is. He'll twist up stuff. But praise God. But what did God say? I'm only listening to what God say. I only do what I hear my Father says. I only say what he says to do. I only do what he does. Amen. Praise God. That's what we want to do. And that's the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is sent to help us. Praise God. Jesus said, I got to go. I'm only limited to what I can accomplish here in this earth. But I'm giving you the Spirit, praise God, that you can do more, go farther, reach more people than I could ever reach. Hallelujah. In 100 lifetimes. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, amen. Praise God. So refreshing, being refreshed in his presence. Praise God, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Holy Spirit helps us to rightly divide the word of truth so we don't get off into some erroneous doctrine. We don't try to make some type of a thing to suit us. Amen. We want to indulge a little bit here. We want to drink a little wine. We want to do a little dope and everything else. We want to try to justify it according to the word. No, the Spirit will let you know. No, that's wrong. Hallelujah. He'll let you know. He said, what? He'll convict you. He will convict you. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Not condemn you, but convict you. Praise God of what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Praise God. So you don't get into any erroneous teaching because the Spirit of God is your teacher. Praise God. As you meditate and study the word, praise God. And then praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit, he will teach you. Praise God. Thank God for the teacher. Hallelujah. So he will teach you, praise God, the comforter whom the Father will send. He will teach you all things and bring all things to what? Your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Glory to God. Praise God. Tongues and interpretation of the tongue. It says, wherefore, this is 1 Corinthians, oh yeah, I like this. 1 Corinthians 14, 13, and 15. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing in the spirit, and I'll sing with my understanding also. So two ways, praise God, in our spirit. Praise God. Spend time. I just challenge each and every one of you. And if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, ask God to fill you. That's all you got to do is ask and you shall what? Receive. Amen. Spend time each and every day praying in the Holy Spirit. A lot of times I'll just pray. I say, Lord, whatever your will is, I'm going to pray here for these next few minutes. And I'm going to let the Lord pray through me using my tongue, I'm going to give you this space of time. I'm not going to come up with anything on my own. I'm just going to say, your will be done. And I'll pray that and everything else. And then I'll go into my own understanding. And then I'll pray things that I need or what the family need or whatever, or intercede and everything else. Then I'll pray that. Glory to God. So the thing about it, you can't miss with the Holy Spirit. We can miss it up here, but you can never miss it with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's perfect. He's God. So we listen to the Spirit. Praise God. We listen. And we allowed him to guide us and to lead us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I had a praying father. Man, whoo, you talking about I had a praying father. I'd be up way in the midnight hour, I hear him praying and calling out different nations and calling out foreigners, and they can't hardly pronounce their names or nothing, but he's calling out, praying for them and everything else. And just it just really was a powerful thing that just kind of always sticks in my memory, that he loved prayer. He loved being in the presence of God. They loved listening to the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So being fruitful. Hallelujah. Being fruitful, being able to complete the work and the task that God has for you. Praise God. When we're taking the time out to spend in God's presence and getting his direction. You know, he said what? He said, acknowledge me what in all your ways, he will what? Direct your path. The Lord will direct your path if you allow him to. You give him that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit, he's our helper. He's our comforter, our counselor, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby power. Glory to God. So he is, he's the X factor. See, that's what really confuses the devil. When you go to praying in tongues, he don't know what to do. When you go calling out and praying in tongues, he says, man, I ain't got no answer for that. But yet there's a thing going on between you and God. Praise God, there's a connection that's going on. God is speaking to you and you are speaking to God. And he's renewing your mind and he's illuminating your mind and he's giving you wonderful and great ideas. Praise God, and he's giving you direction. Glory to God for what you need for that day. Said, what? Give us this day our what? Daily bread. Praise God, we're asking the Lord to give us our daily bread. We need to walk with him on a daily basis. We need to pray and get before the Lord in our daily life. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. One more thing. Can't let you go without this great opportunity. Praise God. If you have never made Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, praise God. I give you this opportunity. I present this opportunity before you today to ask the Lord, Lord, I want this joy. I want this peace. I want this protection. I want this refreshing. Praise God. I don't have no direction in life. I don't know what I'm doing. Everything I try, I mess up. But Lord God, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to come into my life. I want to be filled with your Spirit. I want to be led and directed of you. I'm asking the congregation to repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Come into my life today. Lord Jesus, I'm tired of the life that I've been living. Yes, if you don't mind, stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I need your help today. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan and everything that he stands for. Lord Jesus, come take my life and do something with it. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for your wonderful Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come into my heart and fill me with your precious Spirit. Till the overflowing, even the overflowing of my supernatural language, I release it by faith and I speak, Lord God, hallelujah, out of my belly shall the rivers flow. Hallelujah, by faith, How, by faith, I receive the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Today, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Now, those.